406 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. We're holding steady, believe it or not, at 100 degrees. I just shared with you, I'm looking at the official weather forecast, and they just took all the rain away for today. And I got folks hitting me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, saying, well, you may want to adjust your own weather outlook there, Jeff, because in Chester, it is absolutely pouring buckets down here. All right, that's 804. And, Mark over in South Hill says, I got news for you, Jeff. You may want to check your radar right up here near Fredericksburg. Strong line of storms. They're headed south. You're probably going to see them. All right. Yeah. Well, that's going to be interesting. So keep your eyes open for that. 804 also hitting me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, local fake news NPR just reporting that the social media site was actually John Reed's. They called it John Reed's risque social media presence. Huh. A couple of things. First of all, it's NPR. So, well, in that case, the secondary thing is really not relevant because it's NPR. It's NPR. Please. Please. It's just ridiculous. I at this point have decided I have little to no time. No, let me rephrase that. I have no time for any of the NPR nonsense. Just none of it. Germ, I'd love that audio list, but you sent me the guest list again, so that's not going to work. But we do have a couple of snippets from Jasmine Crockett. And I am just puzzled at times trying to figure out how the folks on the left think things are going. Are they not looking at the same things you and I are? Are they not listening to the same things that you and I are? Yeah. Give me a little piece of Jasmine Crockett then. Jeremy, little piece of Jasmine Crockett.
I know nothing.
Well, there you go. I don't know what else you would need to know. That's pretty much everything that you would need to know. And she knows nothing at all. And by the way, I think she's finally being honest with everybody. I do. I think it is perhaps for the first time ever that she has been honest with people when she said she knows nothing. And yet the left wants to put her as their face. So here's what I'm thinking. I am thinking that our friends, the Democrats, they really are exactly where they want to be. That they are telling us exactly who they are and what they believe. There's no more obfuscation. There's no more distraction. The prior generation of their leadership really, honestly, is stepping aside. They're not involved anymore. And the handful that are, they're being pushed away. How do you go in 24 years from New York City being under attack to electing someone who apparently thinks the attacks were just, well, maybe not all of that bad? You change the population of New York. That's how you do that. Right? That's the question all over the internet. And people are phrasing it in different ways that I'm not sure are necessarily appropriate. But that is the gist of it. How do you go from what happened to what just happened? You change New York City. How do you go from having a mayor in Rudolph Giuliani to having a mayor who might be someone who's only been an American citizen for 7 years, just for the record. Someone who is a communist. Someone who seems to hate everything that built New York. And I'm torn on this. Here's why I'm torn. I am wondering if there's an education that is possible that comes out of this. Is there something, God forbid, well, you know what, it's not my city, so maybe I don't have any standing, but let's say this guy is elected and proceeds to destroy New York City. Would that change the perception of New York on the part of New Yorkers? Would the very people who voted for him be the people who are saying, oh my God, look how you've destroyed the city? Here's the problem, because there are people advancing that idea. I got a friend of mine who said that earlier. Well, it might be the best learning situation for them. That's what many of us thought about London. Right? After Boris Johnson, you got Sadiq Khan. And Sadiq Khan has a lot of the same beliefs as the guy up in New York City. And Sadiq Khan, quite frankly, has brought terrible devastation and destruction to London. And he's been elected and re-elected and just re-elected yet again. I'm not sure that there is an educational curve on this. I think what happens, whether it's a Sadiq Khan or this gentleman up in New York or that vice mayor out in California we heard earlier, is that they just recycle and recycle and regurgitate the same nonsense over and over and over again. Here's where the Democrats are today. The Democrats are the elitists. They are guilty people on one hand. They are extremists on the other. They are all highly educated, I should point out. And they are so much smarter than you are and so much smarter than I am. And if you have any questions about that, just ask them. They'll tell you. They'll let you know how smart they are. And all they want to do is just take more money from you. That's how they pay for all of this. Maggie Thatcher spoke about this, right? Socialism is great until you run out of other people's money. They're definitely in the process of running out of other people's money. What happens in New York if this guy is elected? A card-carrying socialist and clearly actually a communist. An Islamist as well, according to folks who have analyzed it. What happens then, do you think? Businesses leave. John Catsimatidis owns the Gristides supermarket chain, as well as WABC Radio. One of the last guys in America, by the way, that does local radio like 24 hours a day. It's amazing what he does up there. But he's already said, this guy becomes mayor, I'm shutting down my stores. We're closing them up. What about other folks? What about Wall Street? Do you think Wall Street stays on Wall Street if, in fact, you've got a stone-cold socialist, really a communist, in the mayor's office in Gracie Mansion? I don't think so. What about businesses? Because these businesses, big world-class businesses, multi-billion-dollar businesses, they're going to be impacted. Don't you think those folks just sort of fold up their tents and move to Miami? As an example, that's where I would go if I were them. Maybe they move to Charlotte, but the weather's better and the taxes are better in Miami. Well, maybe not the weather, but the taxes are better in Miami. They're not going to stay there. Retail up, or, well, I don't know if there's retail left anymore. It's craziness. It really is craziness, but we're about to see it play out. The only upside to all of this is that in the White House, we have somebody who, number one, gives a damn, legitimately gives a damn And number two is capable of doing something, capable of making that difference. I don't know how far it goes. I don't know how quickly it occurs, but it is something that's going to be addressed. I think that's the best way to describe it. It's going to have to be addressed. Maybe you simply see the business leaders say, we're all rallying around Eric Adams up there. It's 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.